turunduse täht.
Have you noticed anything special during the last week or last weeks?
I was struggling with this. And the reason why is because I've never had my favorite band, I never had my favorite sport team or nothing like that. Because I'm a different guy in that sense that I see a lot of successful in a failure or not a lot of successful in success. It's different. The only thing I could say is that there are two types of things. There are game changers who are changing the industries, and there are people branding or marketing stuff. So it like, for example,
can you bring a good game exchanging example?
Yeah, I give you, for example, just like who changed the games in the, like, you know this, like Jeff Bezos, who did the founder of Amazon.
Yeah,
he totally changed the industry there. Or Elon Musk for electric car. He totally changed the industries. Totally changed it. Just totally. Or what I think is going to happen now is that there's law coming out that is a law about your personal data.
Yeah.
In Europe. So I think the industry is going to totally change. A banking industry, a health sector is going to change. Now you own soon your own data. So you can make a yes or no if somebody can open it up, a bank or a doctor or anybody. You would have your own app that you can basically go and find everything about you, that what you have done. And this is going to change the industry a little bit, like the banking industry, the industry of a whole, because this is a little bit like Airbnb or Uber for taxis. It changed the taxi industry or the housing market. And those are huge companies. So it's a little bit like the access to people opinion is the real what's going to happen in the marketing. It's a little bit like what people, you have a brand when everybody tells you the same thing about your body, that's become your brand. So if they say the same thing, that's become your brand. You're famous for that. So if Google, everyone would say, oh, this is where you can find stuff. You can find everything. You just put a name in and you find it. That is Google. Google is a search engine for finding stuff. And so it's not like, oh, it tastes good, because it's not a food. So when everybody says the same, you have a brand. And so in the industry, I think now the industry is going to change a lot with this information, what's happening now, when this law is going to be changing, it's going to change. So I think that there is going to be shift in what people are going to say, information about different things. So I think products are going to have, both ends are going to have, say, even a shop. If you go to a shop, people say yes or no, it's a good shop, it's a fantastic fruit and vegetables in the shop. You would know it immediately. But today you maybe go into a shop and you don't really know if this is better fruit and vegetables than the other shop. You don't really know it. You learn it, but you cannot get the information quickly. This is going to change. This is what's going to change. It's going to be much more personal. And you, what people are going to say about the product, that's going to become the product. So if you go to a hotel today without realizing, you would go on a website and you would find numbers. This hotel get ratings 9.2 or 6.3 or 4.4. Without a question, you rule out maybe the hotel with 4.2. You just, no, I'm not going. Because you don't trust it, even if you don't know anything about it. So this is the challenge with the new businesses, in my mind, and marketing, is how you do that. So I would say, I rather want to say something about maybe, because technology is huge in Estonia, maybe they can find somebody there to figure out how can we communicate this new world who's happening to people in an easy way. How can you explain it? That people can access to this information easily. through an app or whatever it needs to be. And I give you, for example, I went to Dubai and there was a company there, English company, who really wanted to make healthcare that you would own your own health page. So basically you would go in, you put your number, and you can find everything about your health, anything you have ever done in your life. And this is lacking. I have no idea how many times I've been to a doctor. I have no idea what drugs I've taken. I have no idea what I've done, what doctor are giving me penicillin or whatever. I have no idea about it. The doctor has it in certain files, but it's not in one place. So if you think about it, if the most important thing in our life is health, why don't we have all this information? Why? Why don't we? And people try to tell us, you're responsible for your own life and your own health. You're responsible. How can you be responsible if you don't get any data about it? So this is going to change. So it's going to change a lot. So I don't know who it's going to be, but this is where the change is going.
Good. I have a candidate for probably from, I don't know, this month. Yeah. I found the news how Hawaii Tourism Authority and Expedia use smiles and sunshine to customize a vacation. And the news from Newscred is actually reporting that the Hawaii Tourism Authority has partnered with Expedia Media Solutions on the global campaign called Discover Your Aloha. And they want to encourage visits to the 8 Hawaiian islands. Rather than just to show a 2-minute video highlighting the lush greenery, mountain landscape, and the distinct culture of the islands, the campaign measures viewers' facial reactions through the webcams as they watch and then offers them a professionalized travel package.
Exactly. This is fantastic. This is like a... This is like fantastic idea because it shows what people think about it, and they can measure it and they can show it. And it's great. And I love it. It's great.
Very good.
But there are a lot of like that kind of things in the world happening, but different way of doing it. But I don't know anything that I've seen that I'm really like wow at the moment. I haven't really seen anything that I believe is a game changer.
Would you think that this idea would be using the neuromarketing technology to understand how people react in order to customize the advertising for them? Or do you think that it's just a kind of a fad that passes us quickly?
I think so, yeah. It's fantastic, but it's not a game changer.
Okay.
Everything is about trust. Everything is about that you trust something. And like, for example, we used to have money. It was made out of gold, and then it was silver, and then it was paper, and then it was plastic. And what's next? And we trust plastic for our credit cards. It's plastic. So because we trust it, it's enough. So I think it's the game changer is like, because trust is getting down in the world, and the world need to have united, like United States after the presidency, people are talking about United States really need to gain the trust back in the country, and trust on politician, trust on whatever, marketing, trust. So I think sometimes we have tricked people for too long. We have tricked them. You understand, in marketing, etc., yeah, etc., yeah. with all kind of things that we knew and we advertised it, we told things who were not necessarily correct. And this is changing. So I think now a lot of they want more authentic kind of that real experiences, like that you believe, and you believe that person love that, or they like it, or why do they like it because of that, etc., etc., instead of people telling you. I give you, for example, one thing. I think marketing world and sales and economy in many countries like United States, I was there, is driven by fear. So it's a little bit like you must have been an accident and you have to sue someone. You must be something wrong with you. They tell you if you hepatitis C, they're advertising in the United States saying every third person has it, but they don't know about it. So you should go to a doctor, let check you out if you have it or not. Then you should go and get pills to pop in to fix it. And they are saying like, and maybe you, your neighbor is going to be a gun and blah, blah, blah. They, it's driven by fear. Everything is driven by, you have to fear things. You have to insurance company or health, or you're maybe not eating right. Maybe you're not doing this right. Maybe you're not exercising enough. Maybe you're too fat. Maybe you're too whatever. And you have all this is driven by fear, because health, if people are healthy, they don't need anything. They don't want to go and buy stuff. But if you, your car is getting old and you have to get a new one and blah, 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 you're not trendy, you're not in fashion and clothing, and you have old style since yesterday. And this is driven by fear. It's driven by that we need stuff. And I think the world cannot go on like this anymore. It's difficult. It's the truth. It's like a, we just can't do it. We need to change something. And so that's why I think marketing needs to start to change, because people are starting to realize this, that this is not the way to go. And they are starting to realize that. So that's why I think marketing needs to a little bit think, okay, how can I be truth to my message? How can I speak to people about different things? That they want to do things but do it differently. They want to leave the country when they go and visit Iceland or Estonia or Hawaii. They want to leave it more cleaner than they came or something. So this is something is changing in my mind.
Okay. I was very happy finding this news, because as neuromarketing and the testing opportunities have been really, during the last time, becoming more and more affordable. So I'm very happy that more and more advertisers are going to not just test different things, but really to provide also different solutions. So that's why I was really happy for the news.
Yeah,
that,
I agree
that
with
came
you.
From Avai.
I think it's fantastic. And I think that's what needs to become more and more, like options for, I totally agree with you.
Very good. So, Hawaiian Tourism Board and Expedia, we are sending the weekly marketing award to you.